Russian police have reportedly arrested a man who claimed to be a worker at the troll factory in St. Petersburg, a lower-level employee, but nonetheless, he was speaking out. I guess they didn't like that. Joining us right now is ABC foreign correspondent Tom Rivers in London. Tom, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Yeah, kind of a strange character, mystery man. The question is, which team is he playing for?
Yeah, exactly.
He's been talking. Singing like a bird, talking to ABC News, talking to AP, talking to the Washington Post. Marat Mendiyarov is his name, 43-year-old former teacher, says he's working at the Internet Research Agency in St. Petersburg, the Troll Factory, between 2014-2015. And I think we got to watch this guy closely to see, which way he's going to be leaning in the next couple of weeks.
Obviously, if he's not playing for the Russians, we're not going to hear much more from him. They did release him, though, didn't they?
Yeah, it was a strange case. Sunday, he was arrested along with a pal because allegedly the friend had called in a fake bomb warning. So he was brought to the station and released very, very quickly. So very strange development on that front as well, but he is now free. And again, you got to ask yourself, what are the motivations? What are the possible implications, as you were talking about at the beginning, going down the road? So again, maybe the whole story hasn't been told yet.
If in fact he is, cooperating with the Russians and and playing for their team, so to speak, maybe he was just trying to throw us off a little bit. It's really kind of confusing, isn't it?
It is very confusing. It's interesting what he said. He was asked about the 13 that were named by the U.S. Justice Department. He said he had no real knowledge of them, but he said it wouldn't surprise him, put it that way. And interesting as well, he said he only had knowledge on the Facebook department, if you want to call it that, in this building. And he says something like 300 to 400 people work there, and there's a great quote in the Post. Says, what was his job description? Turning lies on a conveyor belt. So said he was cranking this stuff out every single day.
Well, and that jibes with what the FBI said, basically, is what the Russians have been doing for some time now.
Yeah, exactly. So, again, I think it goes back, though, to determine, is it transparent? Is if what we see is what we get? Is this guy saying something that the West would like to hear? I don't know. But it's a very, very strange deal indeed.
It is indeed. We'll continue to follow it. We'll follow your reporting, Tom. Thanks for your insight this morning. Appreciate it.
Take care.
Take care.